5:45 a.m. Men and women in the service, police officers, firefighters, and paramedics are gathered. A small group of citizens are also in attendance. After bagpipes, horns, prayers,
and it's in your son's precious name we pray, amen,
and pledges,
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Mayor Corey Woods memorialized the historic tragedy.
We remember the lives lost, the brave first responders who rushed into danger, and the countless acts of heroism that emerged from the ashes.
Another speaker was Interim Fire Chief Daryl Duty. He praised the courage of civilians and first responders alike and emphasized the importance of citizens in saving the lives amidst attacks. Duty also focused on the thousands of flags, each ascribed to an individual spread throughout the healing field.
Each flag standing in this field represents an individual person. I encourage you to read their stories. But together, they also represent a legacy of courage and sacrifice.
To end the ceremony, every individual's name was read aloud. Many people participated in this event, all working together to ensure the attack and its consequences would never be forgotten. Kenny Rasmussen, Cronkite News.